You should come live my life. It's pretty humorous. I can tell you all kinds of stories.
Super dirty. I like super it super dirty.
Oh, yeah.
You drank your own pee.
I did.
Why did you drink your own pee?
I will try just about anything.
Yeah.
Once.
You would just be free spirited all over, living in a cardboard box on the street somewhere.
I'm sitting here without any clothes on.
Yeah, my hair looks awful.
Okay. I was very spoiled and I was very bratty. I still am.
Yep.
Grab a drink and settle in, because this is Life Unscripted with Amy K. Clark.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Life Unscripted with Amy K. Clark. As promised last week, when I had some members of my improv class and class adjacent in the studio, I have two more members of the class in here this week, so you again don't have to listen to Alex and I ramble about nothing going on in life. So before I continue to ramble on forever, I would like to welcome Candace Oates and Nick Myers to the studio. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Don't look so disappointed to be here.
I love it.
She was looking at Alex, by the way. Oh, my God.
That's
Jeez.
Nick.
We're not starting this.
What is that?
I don't know. Do I just look like an Alex?
I don't know.
I think you do.
Because I don't look like that Alex. And I don't resemble each other.
So there's a guy named Alex in our class, mm-hmm. and they look nothing. Him and Nick could
actual
be, like,
opposites.
Polar opposites. And yet, several mm-hmm. times in class, our teacher has called Nick Alex.
I think it's just...
And I don't think it's that he thinks he's you.
No, I think it's just like, two basic white boy names. Four letters. It's easy to...
He's in my peripherals. There's no blue hair here, and
yeah.
I still called him Alex. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah. Maybe because I just said Alex, but maybe you look like an
That's
Alex.
Probably it, too.
Like, maybe we should just rename you.
I mean, look... I am all for keeping the name you're born with mm-hmm. until, like, the obvious, clear name that you should have mm-hmm. presents itself. And then, like, the community can vote on whatever they think that is.
Well, I think maybe that has happened. Because I think you may get called Alex during the show. Especially
when that was
not
how
he's
I
not even
going to
be there.
No. You'll be, like, his replacement.
No, there's no replacing that guy.
No,
he's irreplaceable.
You're right. So welcome, guys.
Thanks
for coming over in the snow globe of a blizzard that was happening
yeah.
outside. Was it snowing your whole way here?
No, it was snowing my
anyway.
It was
really pretty,
here.
Actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
it was really pretty.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I can make the trip delightful.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I was actually just about to say.
Yeah, thanks for living here.
You're
mm-hmm.
welcome. I'm glad
mm-hmm.
I live here, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, you both are in improv class with us.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we are almost done. Well, we are technically done, I guess.
I think the
yeah.
class.
Like
the,
class.
The learning
yeah,
part.
Yeah, the learning part. We've been
yeah.
completely
no,
schooled.
We're always learning.
Aww.
Every single day.
That's true, yes. But the intentional instruction part.
The
is,
one we paid for.
Yes.
Is
yes.
over.
Yes, that is true. So we have rehearsal on Saturday. And then our show on Sunday.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, yes.
And then that's like the end of
our friendship.
Our
yeah.
friendship. None of us can be friends anymore,
no,
right?
I don't
is that the
see
way that
you
works?
Guys again. No.
That's sad. I've grown to enjoy you guys. Same.
Well, you keep calling me by the wrong name. What
I have
I su-
not. First of all,
what am I supposed to
for
do?
The record.
That's the first time I've ever done that. Actually,
I know.
Of course, it happened. You know, while I was being recorded.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So we have proof of it forever.
Yeah.
Digital record
forever and
yeah.
ever.
Never goes away.
No. Okay, so why did you decide to take an improv class? She's pointing at you.
You
Nick.
Go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fine. so my
I
name,
feel like he's doing a bit.
That's what's so disappointing about me. Is,
that's the thing.
Well, there's a lot, but one of them is that I'm never, almost never doing a bit. I will be funny when it's time to be funny,
mm-hmm.
but in life I'm a... Mostly serious.
You're a bitless kind of
I'm
guy.
I'm a bitless kind of guy. Just zero bits over here.
Okay.
No, that's none of that's true. Some of that's true. I don't know.
Anyway.
Why did I decide to do improv? I've done stand-up off and on for like 3 years, maybe a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
With like, I mean, like large gaps in there. It's not like I was constantly doing it. But
you weren't like on the road every night.
Just grinding it out. No, I wasn't doing that. And like, that's been fun, but stand-up is like... It's lonely and it's competitive in a way that's not fun for me. Like, none of the other comedians in this city, at least for me, or in Louisville where I used to do it. There wasn't like a friend. I never developed like a friendship with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I saw, excuse me. Mark posted the ad for his improv class on like the Columbus Comics Facebook page, and I was like, oh, improv would be. I think maybe I'll give that a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. That's literally how it happened. I just signed up for that class because he posted the link.
Oh, so had you ever wanted to do it before? Like, did you even know what improv was? Or you're just like, I don't know, there's a way to make friends?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I did it, honestly.
Well, so far the making friends thing hasn't worked out.
I know, it sucks. Great. I really was hoping.
Most people don't even know my name.
It sucks, doesn't yeah. it?
No, I don't know. I thought it'd be something I wanted to try.
Yeah.
And here I did. I tried it.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
You did.
It was fun.
Awesome. So I have been doing theater since like high school, but kind of dropped off the face of the theater earth in like 2013, just, you know, got busy with school and work. But that's also how I met Mark, was doing mm-hmm. shows with Mark. I did one show, technically we have a shared traumatic experience.
Okay.
It was a terrible, terrible show. And it was written by the director's friend again, just became friends though. We had mm-hmm. a good time. And again, just kind of lost touch. He was doing theater, I was doing art school, all that jazz.
Yeah.
But I'd always, like, thought about improv in the back of my head. But I was like, there's no way I'm going to do that. Like, I'm an art student.
Yeah.
I have no time for improv. But then I saw Mark do some improv shows with his teams and competitions and stuff. And it's, like, the hardest I think I've ever laughed in my life were some mm-hmm. of those shows. And, you know, something else that brought it up was a few months back, Zach, our friend Zach, was talking about the fact that he'd always wanted to try improv classes. He's like, if you ever see anything, let me know. And I was like, all right. And then it just happened to be that Mark was hosting a class. So
yeah.
I was like, this is the perfect opportunity. So I told Zach, and we were both on board, and here we are. And fucking love it.
Yeah,
that's.
I do. Hmm. I do love it, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
So I know he's planning on doing more, like, a level 2 class and then, like, a long-form class.
Right.
What are your thoughts? Are you going to do another one?
Yes.
Are you going to take another class?
Yes.
I know you have work schedule
yeah,
things.
So
are you
going to
try
to? Me.
Like, would you?
There's no
would
try.
Would you if you could? How's that?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we can convince him to do it on Sunday.
Look, I don't want him to rearrange his whole life.
I know,
me,
but if he has
I want him to rearrange
just,
his whole life.
I'm just saying,
so
like, if it hasn't been scheduled yet, maybe we all can be like, hey, because Sundays honestly would work better for me. Because I have a lot of stuff that happens on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know. Hey, Mark. Can you
Hello, Mark.
Make
don't
the next
kid yourself.
Class
that guy
Sunday?
Is so busy with
oh,
things.
Oh, I know.
Doing
yeah,
awesome
but maybe.
Stuff. He's not listening
know.
To this.
Oh, yes, he is. We're going to make him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Then hi, Mark. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
So, if you could, you would definitely take more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like it'll be really weird if you're
I'm still going to come to the meetups during
yeah.
the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you said you're going to be working till like 8.
Ah, no. I'm working to make sure I don't close the evenings that
we have. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to
Perfect.
Rearrange that schedule.
Okay,
but like Saturday is kind of like
well,
the
yeah.
day
yeah.
for selling
I know,
cars. There's
that's
no...
why maybe it should be on Sunday. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or
I'm
can
just agreeing.
I can just rearrange my life and get a new job.
I told you that, like, after you'd worked there for, like, 3 days.
If anybody listening is hiring, I'll do almost anything.
DM me my full name.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And give me a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Or some free soup.
Or free soup.
This is
I
a callback to last
have
episode.
Soup in my refrigerator because I haven't eaten it yet. And now I think it's too late.
I try to get that free soup.
I forgot about it until, like, 2 days ago, and then I was like, I feel like that's too late to eat soup. Like, she brought it to me on, what, Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Does soup go like, bad?
I don't know. It just
it doesn't
I felt
not
scared.
Go bad.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, it was, like, homemade with, like, real vegetables and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you followed her on Instagram, you would know, because she did a story all about all the vegetables she
okay.
put into her soup
that
yesterday.
That hurts. That's
I know.
Low.
Maddie. Go allow
Maddie,
Nick to follow you.
We don't know each other, but I listened to your episode last week, and I wanted to DM you Zach's full name so that you could give me free soup, because I like soup.
Yes.
And I sent you a friend request, and you did not accept.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's how you, if that's how you choose to live your life,
it's really not fine, Maddie.
Yeah, it's not fine. I just want to be your friend. I just want to be your friend.
I have no part in this.
Are you friends with Maddie? Have you sent her a friend request
yet? Not
yet,
but
oh,
I would love
well,
to be friends with Maddie.
No, I don't know her. at all. I've just seen her at things, and I listened to the podcast that you guys did last week.
Could you mumble a little quieter, Nick?
I could. Really? Yeah, totally, I could.
Oh, trust me.
I know he's really loud, and he's just like, I don't know. I really don't want to be here. I have so many better things I should be doing right now with my life. So I'm just going to lean back in my chair elbow up on my back.
All that
back,
is true. Just I should chill. Be doing better
Come on,
things.
Nick, how'd you get all the way over there?
I know. I'm just so cool. Wow, sometimes people think I look like John Mayer.
Stop it. You're gonna confuse the listeners.
Think they're gonna look like Jeff Goldblum. They're
gonna think I'm having a conversation with myself. That's not fair.
It's not fair. Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry.
You're causing car accidents.
I am.
All these confused drivers.
Like, what just happened?
Yeah.
It's like in stereo all of a sudden. His voice is coming from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I forget every time, and I'm not gonna forget this time.
Mystery shots.
We're gonna do our mystery shots.
Now?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, now.
I want the one with the skull. There's one with the skull on it.
I saw that look. I just love that you guys actually listened. I never have people that have listened to the podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, I listened to it just... Honestly, I listened to it to hear you guys talk shit about me, and that's why I listened to it.
No, we didn't talk shit about you. We talked nicely about both of you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know the people who are on, so of course I listened to it.
I know. It's just funny, because I can say things, and you look at me, and you know what I'm talking about.
I listened to Mark and Anthony's episode, too. Thought that was cool.
Oh, I haven't listened to that one yet.
You're being a quiet little mouse.
I will.
I'm a quiet little mouse.
Oh, this is the problem. I should not have people on here who I'm, like, friends with, because we're going to get nowhere in this entire episode. I need to have strangers.
Okay.
Can you be strangers?
Who are you?
I don't know if I can be any stranger. I'll try.
This is true. Okay, choose your poison. Which one
she wants
want?
The one that's, marked as literal poison.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Putt and Bay.
Yeah, I got that one because it was super cute. Mm-hmm. Which one?
This one just says the toolbox. That sounds like a manly thing.
I think
that
it's
sounds
like
a Nick thing to drink out of.
I think it's like a gay club, but... I saw a drag show there,
yeah,
and
fine.
I stole
also not off brand.
The shot glass from it.
Oh, okay.
That's familiar. At least
I'm just smelling it, and it smells like a.
I tried. I was going for something. I had a plan.
It does smell
in my head.
Delicious.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Okay, go for it. It's always so quiet when people are doing shots.
Oh, okay. Oof.
That didn't. Tastes quite like what I expected to taste, but...
No, any shot would have got that reaction from me.
Well, I had a thought in my head as to what it was going to taste like, and it didn't taste quite the same, but I would still call it the same thing I was thinking in my head. So, anyway. So what does...
There's some aftertaste
there. What are we thinking?
There. Laundry detergent.
Okay, that does not taste like laundry detergent.
Probably sand.
Diesel fuel.
There's a full marble in mine, actually.
Yeah. This is like that half gas, half
you're
oil
really
mixture
bad
that you're
at mystery shots.
your weed whacker needs.
It's killing me because it does smell super familiar, but I cannot place it.
Okay, don't try to name the alcohol. Just name what it tasted like. Like if you had to name that shot, what kind of a name would you give it?
It's almost like chocolatey.
It's like a butterscotch.
It's butterscotch. It's gotta be.
If it was a shot I was naming, I would call it Asserscotch.
Asserscotch. Instead of butterscotch.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah.
It took me a minute, though.
Nice.
I was like, I don't get it.
Have you done improv before?
Right?
No.
You should be on stage.
That's a dad joke.
You should
joke.
Do a show on, like, Sunday or something.
I have a theory that every time I tell a dad joke, because I'm not a dad, it just makes me more potent.
Potent?
Yeah.
Potent to have children?
Yes.
Potent
okay.
Dad.
Yeah, yeah. If you tell a dad joke, it gives you
gives
a better
you, like,
chance
more powerful
to
sperm.
Be a dad. Yeah, well, yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. It's like they're down there doing push-ups.
we're gonna come back to that in a second because I have something to share for that.
Oh God!
But so I was thinking it was going to be like a breakfast shot was what
oh,
I was trying
okay.
to do.
What?
So
no maple
was,
syrup. That's
yes,
it's in
maple
there.
Syrup.
There
you go.
Yeah, it's in there.
So it was smoked maple bourbon, and then I put salted caramel vodka
ooh.
On top. So
see the aftertaste. I
yeah, it's like breakfast.
Now that you
I get
say
it.
That, yeah.
So to go back to that, the little, the
nope,
little
we don't, need, we don't have to.
No, this is a fact I learned today.
Yeah.
Did you know that when, oh, no, listen, when a woman is over 40, like 40 and above, your chance of getting pregnant each month is 5%.
Really?
So there you go. Just mental note, 5% chance of getting pregnant
if you're over 40.
So what you're saying is...
There's a chance. Did I finish that for you?
Yes.
Sorry.
Mind link.
I'm just saying, I learned this information today, really, and I'm passing... I told you, yeah. You were going to want to take your clothes off.
That's what's happening.
I know. That's what happens every time. You smell fine. You smell like bourbon.
I smell like John Mayer.
You smell like John Mayer.
I smell like a guy named Alex is what I smell like.
You look more like John Mayer now that you took the sweatshirt off.
Are you saying that's
I guess you say thank you to that.
That's a hoodie that John Mayer wouldn't wear?
I don't know. That looks more John Mayer-esque. Anyway, there you go. There's your tidbit of the day. After 40, you have 5% chance of getting pregnant each month.
Cool.
Perfect.
I don't know what you're going to do with that information, but I...
Date women over 40.
Exactly. That's where I'm going with that. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. With our powers just combined.
Throwing that information out there. I digress.
Yes.
So, what is your background in entertainment? Do you have an entertainment background? I know you said you did some theater.
Candace said she did theater.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of theater. Don't get excited. I don't think I've ever done it professionally, never made money off of it, just did it for the love of it.
There's a lot of things I do and I don't make money off of it, but I still call myself a professional.
I started in high school. First thing I was ever in was, like, Wizard of Oz, and I just fell in love with it.
What
it was
did
super
you play?
Fun.
Munchkin
Chorus.
Boy.
Oh, fuck you.
It's funny because she's small.
She's tiny.
Thank you.
I will say, I can say this.
Not a compliment, just a fact.
It is a compliment. I can say this because she's already said fuck twice, so I have to put the explicit on here anyway.
Is that how that works? Yeah. Oh, it's like a PG-13 movie. You get one fuck in a PG-13 movie.
I mean, it's up to me to put the button on there or not. I just usually do I already shed information. You talked about sperms doing push-ups.
Yeah.
There's a lot that's already been
We'd
said.
We'd be some real cunts if we didn't put the explicit warning on.
God, I hate that word. You cannot be in here and say that word. Anyway, I think it is the funniest thing when you are up there doing a scene and, like, it's your turn and you're, like, this tiny... Okay, she's, like, tiny. Like, literally could fit in my pocket. You're, like, this tiny little red-headed thing. And she's like, la 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 la, and then she's like, fucking Baba.
No, I told you that the other night. I said that is like your superpower is to look the way you do.
Look the way I do and say fuck the way I do.
With your little voice and just be like, oh, hi.
Like it just
you're a fucking bastard. Yes. Or whatever you say.
And I feel like everyone just dies laughing.
It's
I don't ever say that. But if I said it, people be like, alright, whatever. Like
Yeah, my mom is very proud of me.
I do, but, like, not in a... I just don't think... It doesn't come out in a scene. You know what I mean? Like, in real life, I do, but not in, like, a scene.
Which is a question that I now have thought about. We'll have to ask Mark.
What is our rating
during the show? Are we selling tickets to kids?
Maybe they'll look over the crowd and be like, all right, we got 25 children. We should probably PG-13 it.
I think we should... strive for PG-13
until
you see what happens.
Yeah.
Until
you come out and you're just like, oh, I'm not getting a laugh, so I'm gonna drop it.
I'll ruin everything.
Fuck bomb.
Yeah. I mean,
fuck bomb.
They're definitely.
Oh, I don't even center myself when I say fuck bomb.
No.
What do you guys say? Am I doing
it
wrong?
Actually, people would say an F bomb, but you just called it a fuck bomb.
Well.
So we're definitely getting the explicit rating on this one. Just saying.
I feel like there was language. Like, akin to this last
there
week.
There is in most of them.
Mm-hmm. Nobody dropped a C-bomb, but...
That is true. That was all you.
I do call it a C-bomb. I'm not a monster.
You did a minute ago. Anyway, Nick?
What?
What is your entertainment background?
Oh.
Other than stand-up?
Donkey shows.
And do you ride them or show them? Yes, and
they ride me. I don't know how else to say this. You're making it.
I
spell this out for you.
Is this filmed or is this live on a stage?
No, God, no. It's never filmed.
What if there's people with cell phones
in Tijuana? Not very many. There aren't a lot of them.
All right. Well, good to know.
No.
Go to Tijuana.
Actual entertainment background. I've never done plays before. I've always kind of wanted to. I think you're cool for doing that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I do too, because I've never done them. Well, I mean, I did in high school. No, not even in high school. In middle school for my mom's high school
like, play. My mom. My mom was in high school.
Your mom wrote a high school play?
No way.
No, my mom was a theater coach. And so she, like, directed the high school plays. And when they needed, like, little people, literally, to be, like, townspeople small people. Like, Oompa Loompas, then we got drafted. So that's my only play experience either. Because live theater scares me. Hence my concern for Sunday.
Well, that's something I wanted to talk to Mark about, was the fact that a lot of us have never been, like, on a stage for a live performance, and, you know, like, we're fine with, like, the seven or eight of us, and, you know, how do you transition that? I'm sure he'll bring that up at some point, but it was hard for me, like,
to
it's
be fair,
a transition for sure.
I used to, like, be the lead detective for, like, the dinner detective shows I did, which were, like, 150 people.
Know. Oh, nice.
So, cool. Like, I'm used to that. But it wasn't on a stage. We were, like, amidst all the tables of people. So we were, like, walking around talking to people as we're, like, doing the show, which was, like, partially scripted, partially improv. So it was, like, you had to... There are certain lines you had to say and certain concepts you had to get out. But other than that, you're, like, talking to the people in the audience and stuff like that. So that's... But that was different because I was, like, on their level.
Yeah.
And not, like, up on stage in front of people.
Yeah.
Right.
Which automatically makes you better than them, right?
I would think
if you're on
so.
The stage?
Yeah. I mean, you would think.
I mean, they paid money to see you.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
But it's still scary.
Yep.
Anyway.
Anyway what?
What have you really done?
mostly music stuff, actually. Yes. I've been in bands off and on since high school.
What kind of bands?
Musical bands.
No, I know, but, like, what kind of music? John Mayer music?
Yep. What I mean to say is I've been John Mayer since the late 2000s.
Okay. Best band name, what was it?
Oh, God. McGillicuddy.
McGillicuddy.
I wish I was kidding.
And what kind of music did McGillicuddy play?
It's hard to... I don't know.
There's got to be
rock.
A genre.
I mean, like, okay, but not like...
Like Radiohead kind of rock?
No, I wish it was that good.
Like live kind of rock?
No, I wish it wasn't...
Bush.
I'm glad it wasn't... No... So, I mean, it's just like...
Three Doors Down.
No. You can just listen to it. I've got some stuff online.
You haven't told us where to find it, so we can't actually.
So the last thing I was in was a band called Modern State.
Okay.
And we have a SoundCloud. And by we, I mean I have a SoundCloud because I'm the band.
You are. Just you. With, like, all the instruments. Like a one-man
band.
He's the band, like, Coldplay. Is Chris Martin only.
Yeah, nobody knows the rest of the band, is what you're saying.
I know some of their names.
Well, nerd.
Will's the hold on. Will Champion is the drummer.
Again, nerd. No one knows that. All you know is Chris Martin.
Will Champion knows it. And I'm pretty sure his parents know.
Well, yeah, that's about it. That's
I bet
two
the
people.
Bass player doesn't know what the drummer's name is.
See,
though.
Exactly.
They don't speak.
No. Okay, so you played rock, but you didn't really play rock. You were the singer, or did you play instruments too?
Yeah, I've always been the guitar player slash singer.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a guitar over there. Do you want to play us a song?
Is there really?
Yeah.
There is.
There's actually two guitars in my
God,
three guitars.
More than anything, I want to not do that.
There's an electric one over there, and there's an acoustic one in the downstairs.
That'll be just a different podcast that somebody else plays that guitar for you.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
No one ever plays them here, so they just sit there.
Right. So, as far as stage fright goes, I don't have a whole lot of that because I've been, not like huge crowds, but, you know, a couple hundred people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just get... As long as you know the thing you're doing is, as long as you believe in the thing you're doing, like it's going to be good, then, you know, there aren't, I've never done improv in front of people before, so that, well, maybe that'll be different, I don't know.
Something I always tell myself, like before I go on stage, whether that's acting or singing or what, is that people want you to succeed. They're not looking at you to, like, fail. They're not being like, oh, I hope this guy fucking chokes.
Yeah.
No, like, they paid money for this, they want to see you do good, and they're rooting
for
you.
They're on
your
side for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I always tell people when, like, we're talking about, like, auditioning for things, which I absolutely hate auditioning. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the worst thing ever.
It's so
how I pretend to be an actor, I don't know, because I absolutely hate auditioning. But I was listening to, like, some casting director that had, like, a podcast or a video or something, and they were like, you have to know that the people on the other side of the table or the stage or the, you know, whatever it is, like, they want you to succeed. First of all, like, in the casting director thing, like, they want you to be the amazing person so they can all fucking go home.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
yeah.
They don't want to do this for the next 6 days. They want to be like, that's the person. We're done. And in, like, the case of, like, being, like, a musician playing on stage or an improv or in a play, like, all the people gave up their time to come watch it, so they don't want to. Well, I mean, maybe people want to watch a train wreck.
Those few people. Like, we don't talk about
the exception,
them.
There are some.
The exception is stand-up. When you're performing for basically only other stand-ups.
Yeah.
You go to an open mic and it's 15 people who are just taking turns talking to each other,
uh-huh.
and then nobody else is listening. Like, shoot me in the face. I hate it. It sucks.
Oh,
it sucks.
No.
Well, when you decide to do that next time, tell us all. And we will all
sit.
Oh,
I definitely won't do that.
I'm just saying, we'll all sit in the audience and we'll cheer
for
you.
Okay.
No one will
that
know.
That would be great.
That's
no,
what I'm
that,
saying.
Yeah, okay.
So all the other
all right.
people will
Fair.
Be like,
yeah.
Wow, this guy's really good. I don't see it, but these guys, those people really like it.
Not
and
my
we'll
particular
all sit
cup of tea.
At
but...
different tables. Like, not
Perfect.
Together as friends. Like, we'll fan out.
Yeah.
Just to make everybody else think you're cool. We've been pretending mm-hmm. you're cool for a long time.
Yeah,
so
improv.
Continue.
Not as long as I have. I've been pretending I'm cool for almost 32 years now.
And I'm proud of you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job.
Thank
you. Pretending you're cool.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Sometimes we think you're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Speak for yourself.
You think he's cool always or never?
Next question.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Candace and I are mortal enemies.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I would have rather been on this podcast with any of the other...
that's
enemies.
Quite
yeah,
possible.
I'm physically repulsed, just in general, right now.
I hope it's not me that's doing it. I hope it's the one sitting next to you, Shane, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, in our little group chat, everyone is very mean to you, Candace.
Yeah, because it's easy.
I feel so bad, because... They gang up on you, and,
mm-hmm.
like, Hannah's never around in the group chat.
No, no, you could have stopped that sentence with, Hannah's never around. Hannah, why aren't you our friend?
Hannah also doesn't join us after
Be our
things
friend
often.
More.
That's also our inside joke, too, is we
yes.
just,
yeah.
we all love Hannah.
Yes.
But no,
she
it's...
She is ambivalent as hell about all
yeah,
of
this. Yeah, I don't think she likes us.
I'm an easy target, because Zach and I have been friends so long,
mm-hmm.
and then
and
Nick
Nick's
and Zach...
Just an ass.
Nick and Zach are the same person.
They're
and
like
so
yep.
bros.
Nick
They're
followed.
In a bromance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick.
Yeah.
Nick just followed suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
I followed Parka.
Yeah. He followed the Parka.
I love you, Zach. I love you so much. Let's be together forever.
Well, I always have your back.
I know. I
Because no one else is ever there.
Thank
I'm
you.
Always like, guys, stop picking up Candace. Or I'll be like, guys, I did something stupid too.
Yeah.
Pick on me. And everyone just ignores me.
Oh,
I get
yeah.
decided people just ignore me in the group chat.
No,
just,
okay.
They just wait for Candace to
but,
say something so they can pick on you.
Yeah.
And then when I say something, they're like, it's like crickets. And then they wait for you to say something else. Or for the elusive Hannah
yeah,
to show up.
Yeah, well,
yes, exactly.
she makes an appearance, and then she's like, she says a little thing,
and then
she's
she
like,
just disappears.
Yeah, as quickly
yeah.
as she came,
mm-hmm.
she went.
She does.
But in all sincerity, if I can just butter your bread for a minute, like, collectively, our class
Go ahead
is,
and butter.
Yeah, our class is phenomenal. I like each and every
mm-hmm.
person in the class.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I did not expect to, I don't know what I expected, honestly, when I signed up for the class, but everybody is so funny
yeah.
and so good, and it
mm-hmm.
makes it so much fun, so much more fun than I expected, like, you know, just to work with you guys.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right back at you.
It's true.
We like to make fun of you, but...
Yeah.
There's been so much growth from class one to class five
mm-hmm.
or six or whatever
mm-hmm.
class that was.
Shout out to Mark.
Yeah. Mark is an
awesome.
Incredible teacher.
Yeah, truly
he
is
for
great.
Sure helped us get
yeah.
to that point.
Well,
for sure.
I don't know if he helped me so much.
You were just
you
already
help yourself.
Amazing.
Yeah. I love you, Mark.
We both
we'll be together forever.
Candace and I have different ideas of you.
One of you thinks I'm named Alex, and the other thinks I'm John Mayer. So.
Exactly. We get
yeah.
very confused. You're just random white dude, really.
Yep.
With glasses.
Mm. Cast,
that's what you are.
Cast me as that.
Yes.
Anybody who's looking for a random white guy with glasses.
I got you a job.
Oh, you did? We should
that.
Talk about that.
We should.
That was
yeah.
a good time.
Yes. What? Okay, Candace, finish your statement.
I don't remember what I was saying. I want to hear this.
Oh, yeah.
Say,
okay, so.
Sorry. Sorry for being here.
So
yeah.
I'll tell this quick story. Well, we'll tell this quick story, then we'll take a break. So when it was the night that we went to the first meetup and you and I decided to go meet up and have drinks beforehand.
Okay. Before we go too much further, I listened to the last episode and you made it sound like I'm an alcoholic.
Why would did I say?
Well, Nick and I talked about it, and we just decided, like, whiskey would make everything better.
That's my thought, and you were like, yeah, it would.
Well, you're not wrong, but it's not like I specified
that we were never drinking before class.
Yes, that's true.
I specified that, like, right. 8 times.
But even at the meetups, I would get drunk or buzzed or whatever after, but, yeah, like,
but you start before, drinking, having a drink here and there.
Well, right, but, like, yeah. I've never been on stage and,
No, I haven't been on stage drunk either.
Control of myself. I just wanted to clarify because you did make it sound like I like to have a good time, which I do.
Well, I feel like you do, but whatever. Okay, fine. I sit around and drink by myself in a corner.
Well, anyway, back to the story about us drinking. So, which we were.
Nick and I met up at the bar across the street to have a drink. Literally,
yeah.
I had one beer. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many you had before I got there, but one beer.
All of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And while we were talking, he was like, oh, I really want to, like, I think it'd be cool to get into acting. Like, how do I get into acting? Like, whatever. So I was like, oh, this is what you need to do. Don't do this. Do this. Whatever.
Sure.
And basically I said, like, you need to join these competition sets. Mm-hmm. But pretty much everything is over for now. You have to wait till, like, the summer. So then we went and we, you know, did the show or whatever. And then it was like, the next week that my friend called or texted me was like, I need someone, I need you to play a corporate lady and I need a guy that can play a corporate guy. And I was like, I don't know. Like,
what? And you thought, ah, my friend Alex, I'll give him a call.
Exactly. I said to him,
Candace is dying.
Do you need the Heimlich?
I'm not going to do it.
Yes. I will.
No, this is what I've waited for.
I will, but I might break her.
Your story was so funny.
I don't even think I got to anything funny, but...
Wow, that went everywhere. It was not supposed to go. Keep going.
Apparently, someone considering Nick for an acting job was just so funny.
Yeah, she thought that was the funniest thing she's ever heard. It almost killed her.
It is. Sorry. So actually, the guy wanted Alex, my husband, to play the role, but it was on a Tuesday morning, and I was like, he can't do that. Like, he's legit has a real big boy job that has to be at work. And then I thought, who doesn't have a big boy job?
Jesus Christ. Tuesday just happens to be my day off. I have a big boy job.
Who do I know that doesn't have a job and is a loser sitting around on a random Tuesday?
I mean...
So I texted Nick and I said, hey, any chance you're available next Tuesday? And he said, actually, yeah, I am. And so I got him a role in a short little film. And
when can we see that?
He did amazing.
Oh,
you really did.
Now you're fluffing my pillow.
I am.
So it's not.
Did you see me fluff it? I'm the fluffer. No, you did. You did a really good job.
Thank you. I had a really good time. It was a lot of fun.
I was a little nervous.
I would never do it again.
You would never.
No, I'm kidding.
I did a great job.
No, it was a lot. You were nervous? You thought I was going to make you look bad?
I won't say I was. No, because I can hold my own. And so I would have just talked shit about you later. Been like, I'm sorry. I don't know. I just barely knew this guy.
Yeah, we took a chance. It didn't work out. Yeah.
No, I was... I didn't know what you were going to do, and so...
Oh, I didn't know what I was going to do either.
Some people are naturally
bear with
really,
me, I just improvised.
Yeah, but you did... You improvised your lines properly, and with proper inflection, and I was actually going to give you, like, a little crash course before, and be like, okay, when they say this, this is what's happening, and we say this, and then I totally forgot, because we got to talking in the room beforehand.
Uh-huh.
And then when it was time to go, I was like, shit, I didn't give him, like, a crash course of, like, what to do. But you rolled with it, and you did a great job.
It's almost like I know how to pretend
exactly.
Like to be a person.
Exactly. You have a lot of experience pretending to be a person.
Yeah, it's you know, it was challenging the first few years, but, you know, I like to think I've got it down by now.
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
But quite a few to learn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you did well.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
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 I would do that again.
Good.
And well, more than anything, though, I'm glad Candace wasn't there.
Well, we're all glad Candace wasn't there, but I love her. She was busy doing her...
I'm getting mixed signals here.
I do not love Candace.
You were busy doing your big girl job.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. I do want to see this, though, whenever it comes out.
Yeah, no, same, though. Actually, mm-hmm. I don't...
Well, it'll be screening in Cincinnati at the winter film screening.
Okay.
And then after that...
Straight to DVD.
Sometimes they go to other festivals, the Walmart, so they don't get posted bin. Online.
Is there a place sometimes I can buy it on DVD? Can I find the Betamax?
Laserdisc.
Is there a place I can
buy it? My guess is the director will send you a YouTube link, and you can watch it that way.
That's the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be
if
great.
You decide you want to go see it on the big screen, you have to go to Cincinnati to see it.
Don't
I will probably
I
be going,
won't.
So if you want to go, you can go with
sounds
me.
Like
that
a road
is
trip.
Not fun.
Yeah.
Not far.
Yeah. It's no. I will probably be going.
You meant what you said.
Just
I that was a Freudian slip for sure. Cincinnati is
not
fun.
Fun.
If you live in Cincinnati, fuck you.
I'm drinking Rheingeist, which is made in Cincinnati.
And it's called Truth, which is why he's telling the truth tonight.
I'm drinking something that I thought said wet undies, but it says wet West Indies.
I always buy the wet undies seltzer.
Tell me that doesn't look like wet undies.
She's right. It does kind of look like if,
oh, yeah, if
your brain is warped.
It. And yeah, if you already
ruined,
are thinking
if you're
about
already
wet
like
undies,
wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you are sitting
if you're already
in
thinking about wet
undies
then
yep.
That's
then
what it says.
Everything just looks like wet undies to you.
Yeah.
Wet undies was the name of my Rush cover band, actually, in high school.
I would pay lots of money to go to that show.
Closer to the heart.
Just saying.
My dad was in a Rush cover band. I think we talked
was
about
it called
that.
Wet undies?
Wait, you
no.
did talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was only for like a year, maybe
I don't know
two
why
years.
I picked Rush. That was such
a yeah, band. No, I freaking love Rush.
Yeah,
where was that when this conversation happened? Was this when you guys were hanging out without me?
Yeah, it was when we waited until you left, and then we talked shit about you, and then we talked about
sure
her dad's Rush cover band.
I'm sure you did. That is the natural progression. Talk shit about Amy, talk about the Rush cover band.
Yep, if there's two things I associate with each other, it's Amy K. Clark
and a Rush
Getty
cover
Lee.
Band.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, there's not much else to that story, but it was
that's
cool.
It.
Yeah.
Did you get to go be a groupie?
No, it was the first time my brother ever played drums live, though, was with his band. It was really sweet.
And, like, I mean, Rush's drummer is, like, known for being, like, an amazing drummer. So
yeah.
So your brother must
be a good drummer.
My brother's an incredible drummer.
Is he looking to start a band?
Talk to him, honestly.
I will talk to him, yeah.
Band. Oh, we're making connections here. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
My friend Nick Myers here.
She uses that term loosely.
Yeah.
Her friend Alex.
Yeah,
John
I use this term Nick.
Alex
I meant the term friend loosely, but, you know, Nick as well. Can I be in the band?
We'll talk.
We'll talk.
I don't play any instruments, but can I be in the band?
You can be a tambourine girl.
Oh,
tambourine
I can totally
girl.
Play the tambourine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can keep a beat.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I could, like, dance around in the background in, like, a sparkly dress.
All of this is gold.
This
yeah.
is
yes.
totally
How
happening.
Could we not sell out
I mean,
show? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
We can totally do this.
Yeah.
On that note, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back and play some games.
Okay.
We'll figure out a game.
We'll figure out a game. We're going to play a game. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be back. All right. Hold on. Hold tight. We'll be back.
What are you doing?
And we're back. Like that? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah. More than anything, that's what I wanted.
Nick just asked me if I do the we're back like Jimmy Fallon, so
yeah.
I was trying to be Jimmy Fallon. I don't know if that was Jimmy Fallon.
Is that
or
Jimmy
not,
Fallon over there?
Yeah,
oh
right
God.
Here,
Fallon,
live in person.
Cool.
I really wish we could play like Jimmy Fallon. Like, okay, Candace, can you sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star like Britney Spears? Go.
Twinkle. Nope.
Nope. This is why I'm not Jimmy Fallon.
Cool.
Because
yeah.
I can't play Jimmy Fallon's games.
I was Jimmy Fallon once.
Were you?
I didn't like it.
You tried.
Was not for me.
So you settled for John Mayer instead.
I was like, well, Jimmy Fallon didn't work out. I'll just be John Mayer.
I'll just be John Mayer.
Yup.
Those of you who don't know, look him up. He's John Mayer.
I'm not John Mayer.
Mixed with Jeff Goldblum.
I'm Jeff Mayer.
Jeff Mayer.
John Goldblum.
John Goldblum. I like
John
Goldblum. John
Goldblum is like the
yeah.
guy who lives next to you.
Yeah.
Who like
he's
wants
like
to...
your accountant.
Attorney
yeah.
at law.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like your neighbor who like wants to bore you with his fishing stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
John Goldblum.
Absolutely. Okay, so we decided we're going to play a game. We had to have an intense discussion about
yeah.
what game we should play. But we settled on playing a game called Interrogation, which is an improv game that we play. Interestingly enough, we decided that I was going to be the criminal being interrogated, and I've never played this this role in this game.
I'm also not sure that this is going to translate well in this format. I don't know.
Why would it not?
Well, okay, so you're relying on the audience to, like, give you clues about whether you're close to the guess or not.
It's okay.
There is no audience here.
It's okay. That's always,
we'll give you eyes.
We're always relying on the audience to give you clues, and every other game plays. Okay. It works fine. All right. Don't be so Debbie Downer.
Yeah, when we, like, punch you in the face, no one's gonna know.
Yeah. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
When you get really into character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I am going to be the person being interrogated, mm-hmm. which means I'm going to step out the room.
Yep.
Out the room.
Out
it. I got a real gangster
out the room.
There.
Out
I'm
the
gonna
room.
Step out the room.
She's gonna fuck off.
She's gonna leave and let them do whatever they want. So they're going to decide. While I'm out of the room. This is going to be tricky because you guys are going to have to talk about this.
We're going to talk about who you are.
Yeah. Who I am.
No, not who you are. Who you
no,
killed.
No, who I killed.
Where.
Where I killed the person.
And with what
and
what
how
method.
I killed
yeah.
them.
Right. It's
yeah.
like Clue, basically.
Yes.
Exactly.
So the goal is that they will be interrogating me and trying to get me to figure out by yeah. their questions.
We're going to ask a lot of leading questions.
Very leading
Some
questions.
Some puns are going to be in there, yeah. I'm sure.
So the goal is who I killed.
Who you killed.
Where I killed the person.
Where, yep.
And how I killed the person.
Yes.
What the manner is.
What manner.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to leave.
All right. Wait, are we going to discuss amongst ourselves
yeah.
while on, like,
no,
we're going to record
it? No, I'm going
to
turn it off.
Well, the audience doesn't know. And by audience, I mean the listening audience.
They can know. They'll know. You'll tell them.
Yeah, we'll tell them before she comes back in, I'm
yeah.
assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
You can handle this. It's okay.
We'll just stop and...
I will teach you how to push the button. It's okay. It's okay,
I've
Jeff
never
Goldblum.
Recorded
it's okay.
Anything
you can handle it.
In garage
okay, so I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave and they're going to figure this out. Okay,
right.
We'll be back.
Okay, so she's out of the room. Decided that she murdered
Britney Spears
with or where
at an Aldi
grocery store.
That's what I just said.
And I'm just verifying. I'm double. I'm just saying what you said the first time.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, I'm just backing you up. I'm yes anding your Aldi. And then she killed her with
an umbrella.
An umbrella. Okay. And we're gonna bring her back in now. Hold on. Okay, we're good. We're ready for you.
Okay.
All right.
As far away as I can.
Here she comes.
All right.
I'm scared.
Yeah, right. You should be
yeah,
scared.
Yeah, you should be. You should be scared.
Okay.
How dare you?
They're literally circling me right now.
I can't believe you did this again.
Again?
I'm sorry.
Oops. Did you?
You made a big oopsie, I'll tell you what.
You made
yeah.
a huge...
You're like, lucky. You're lucky. You
when
you're
in
with
Britney Spears, it just happens that way.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo. Bravo. Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So what, you just did you follow her there,
mm-hmm.
you think? Or was it, you just ran into her while you were shopping for deals? Huh?
It happens sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time? All
yeah.
the time?
Sometimes or all the time? You tell me, because I want to know.
Yeah.
The people
well,
demand
I mean,
to know.
Sometimes you got to go to the grocery store to buy your
mm-hmm.
food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just bet you do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Do you miss the bags, or do you prefer carrying your food out
I
in
mean,
boxes?
You know what? Like, it feels better for the environment. It saves
mm-hmm.
money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I shop at Aldi.
Okay, well, okay.
Sure. Okay.
However you justify your sick, twisted ways.
Yeah.
You know, that's between you and God.
You know what? The craziest part is that it wasn't even raining.
It wasn't even
it
raining.
It wasn't raining. Why did you have
why
this?
Why did you have this?
Because, God, you guys are really bad at this. Because, you know what? Sometimes you just gotta carry an umbrella. You never know what is gonna happen. And you
like you might
umbrella.
Run into Britney Spears on an Aldi?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Sometimes
is that what you
you're
mean?
Just gonna run
what
into Britney Spears at an
to
Aldi.
What did she
and
ever do?
Stab
be
her
a
with an umbrella.
Fucking doll.
A doll.
I'm just saying. It happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, alright. Well,
yeah,
you ready to
ahead.
Sign your confession?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, sign it. Go ahead.
I killed Britney Spears
uh-huh.
in an Aldi
uh-huh.
with an umbrella.
Yeah, you did.
Sure as fuck
you
did.
Sure as
yeah,
fuck
I
did.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
That's the game. Hey. That's the whole
game. That was a really short version of the game. Well, I'm either really good at it or you guys really suck.
Both. Just we saying. Overthought both? It for
we,
a long
we,
time.
Yep. Yeah.
I what? May have been standing outside for like
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Like my Facebook and my Instagram. The
full?
Feeds, yeah, I've looked at all of them.
Mm-hmm.
The feeds are clear.
I just want to let people know that I googled the word murder weapon,
yep.
places, and famous people.
You are now on a watch list.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you may get arrested when you leave.
Yeah.
The all right.
The government just sent you a text.
Outside.
No, I'm just
the government.
An improv nerd, you guys.
But that felt really scary.
Mm.
Well,
we were
know.
Both like
people.
Hovering over me and yelling at
yeah,
me. Yeah,
we were playing bad cop,
there.
Bad cop.
We both, there,
yeah.
was, there was no good cop.
Yeah.
I felt like
the only
one
good
of you
cop is a bad cop.
Break out
Can
a
I?
Whip or something. It was scary.
Break out a whip?
Mm hmm.
Well, it's just us now.
Just us now.
Happen in interrogations.
None that I've
the
ever been a part of.
The interrogations I've been a part of.
Right, I don't know what you do.
And handcuffs and.
Oh boy.
Floggers.
Sounds like you've been a bad girl.
Sounds like you have been a very bad girl.
I did kill Britney Spears and Aldi with an umbrella.
Yeah,
that was fun.
It was fun.
Good.
In that position.
Yeah.
That's what she said. So if you liked that, you should come to our show on Sunday.
You really should.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock at the yes. Franklinton Playhouse.
At the
yes.
Franklinton
we
Playhouse.
We are playing
the Franklinton
game, right?
Playhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely
some
playing that game.
Are.
Some
of us
I am.
I don't
remember.
Zach. And Terrence.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, not us.
Not us.
Just Candace.
Yep.
However, you did get a preview of how good Candace is at this game.
She
is
really
not
good at it.
Oh,
no, you
thanks.
Are really good at it.
Yeah.
I think I was with Hannah once.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say I was with you both times that I was an interrogation person, but
gotcha.
I think I was with Hannah once.
No, I don't think we've done it together, but...
Well, we have, but... Mm-hmm. Not on stage.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
They've done it together, but not on stage is
together.
What you just
yes.
heard.
That's exactly what I said. I just hit my knee on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
It was fun for me.
Yeah,
was
I liked
fun.
It. I enjoyed
yeah.
it.
I don't
it
care if
fun.
You guys liked it or not. It
doesn't matter. Okay, so we are going to play a little Would You Rather.
Would
just
you,
a little one.
Just a little one.
Yeah, just
yep.
a little one.
It's so small.
Can you? I know. Look how tiny it is.
Okay.
Really.
So I had this conversation with somebody the other day.
Yes.
Is,
about how tiny something is?
Is
it too tiny?
Is dwarf not politically
no.
correct anymore?
Well, I mean, okay, I think it is, but you have to have that. You have to actually have dwarfism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that has to be your diagnosis.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, you can't just call them a dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
It's little person.
Yes.
I think, okay. So,
I'd love to talk about political correctness right now, and let's just like spout some words.
No,
yeah.
No. Here's my only complaint
yes.
with calling somebody a dwarf.
Yes.
If they don't show up with a full fucking beard and a goddamn battle axe,
then
it is
not...
false fucking advertisement.
No, I agree with you. I agree with
they
you.
They better be ready to go on a quest when they show up, or don't call them a dwarf.
Do you play Dungeons and Dragons? Because I feel
only
like you
every
would.
Day.
Disclaimer: Nick is a fucking nerd.
He is. I feel like you would.
I pushed my glasses up just now.
Yes, you did. They've got tape wrapped around the middle of them.
Science.
For effect.
Science is super sweet.
Just for effect.
Yeah, my glasses aren't broken.
They're not broken.
No.
He just has tape wrapped around
and
them.
And it's scotch tape. You can hardly even see it. I don't know why I do it.
Just to make him look cooler to one small population.
Yeah.
It's because John Mayer does it.
Yeah,
so,
sure he does.
And when I want to be John Mayer, which is always.
Uh-huh.
Just do that.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to play Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
All right.
Yep.
I'm going to pick this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we are. We have picked a one.
Yes.
Into this
I
one.
Do
okay.
this.
Would you rather?
Wait, hold. Are you asking her
both
or
of
me?
Both. Okay, no. Oh. I'm just asking... You, Nick. This seems like a Nick question.
Oh, God.
Okay. Would you
Rosie
rather...
Rosie O'Donnell.
On your first night out together, take a nasty steamer at your date's house and discover the toilet wouldn't flush, in case you can't figure out what that means, or throw up in your date's new car?
Hmm. So it's either like a Dumb and Dumber situation?
Yeah, there always are
yeah.
Dumb and Dumber situations.
Or
there's
like...
never a good option in Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So would you rather take a really bad dump and not be able to flush it, or would you rather puke all over your date's new car?
Okay, so this is a really easy question to answer.
Of course it is.
If I puke in the car in front of her, she knows it was me. However, if I just take like a hot one in the bathroom...
And blame it on her brother?
No, 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 no. You guys are thinking too far inside the box. You've got time to solve this problem on your own before anybody else gets in the room.
I was just shaving.
No, no, no.
That, like, do you have like a strainer in the bathroom?
No,
like,
no,
are
no,
you
no,
scooping
no.
It out?
No, yeah, we're scooping it out. We're definitely
okay.
Scooping it out.
Throwing out the window.
No, you didn't tell me the bathtub doesn't work. Oh. You didn't say anything about the sink.
You can't.
We have other options. You can.
No. Do you know how much water you'd have to run through to get that to go down?
There, it doesn't matter. You can do it. You can just be like...
She's going to really question your issues, like your bodily functions and why you've been in there for an hour.
It's better than her discovering my shit.
Okay.
You know?
So you would rather throw up in the car than the shit thing? Is that what you said?
No. I would rather... Yes, because I can take care of that problem.
Oh, okay.
Without her knowing.
I thought you were saying that there was too many options and too many problems.
No, there's too many solutions to not take that option.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all about solutions.
Okay. All right, we'll get that to you.
Shit in a shower.
I don't like this card. Hold on, I'm going to find you another one. Don't mind.
I pee exclusively in sinks anyway, so.
You're pretty tall, I don't know.
Well, you just run the water when you're washing your hands and you save water. I'm doing it for the environment. I'm doing my part.
Okay, this one's for you, Candace.
Okay.
Not because I feel like this is your kind of question, just because it's your turn.
Okay.
Would you rather be handcuffed to a stranger for 1 year or deviate from your sexual preference once?
The second? What? Of course the second one.
Who asks this question?
This is 2019.
This is
Are you serious?
I did not come up with these questions.
to be fair, though, after being handcuffed to someone for a year, would they still be a stranger at the end of it? I like to think no.
I don't want to be handcuffed to my boyfriend for a year. Like, that's not a good idea in general.
If I have to hook up with a hamster and not have to be handcuffed to a stranger for a year, like, I'm hooking up with a hamster.
Yeah, that's true. We do need more specifics on that second one.
I don't really care what.
Deviate in which way?
I mean, I feel like...
Like a brother's?
I feel like... Okay, hold on. These cards were made in 1998, so...
Oh, that's very unwoke.
So, 1998 was just all
so
problematic all the way through.
So, basically, they're saying, if you're normally straight, would you rather sleep with a woman once or be handcuffed to a stranger for a year?
I gotta say.
Because those are equal.
Depends on how prevalent God is in my life, I guess, in 1998.
Yeah. Exactly. Having slept with a woman once or twice,
You'd rather be handcuffed to a stranger?
Yeah, it's not great. Look, if you have the option...
I'm sorry, that wasn't your question.
Take that first one. I'm just trying to give you good advice
thanks.
There.
Okay. Nick, pick a color. Yellow, pink, purple, blue, or green?
Green.
All right. Would you rather each day be able to drive only 15 miles or make only 2 phone calls? Again, this is 1998. Because I don't think I made a phone call in the last three weeks.
It's easy. It's only make 2 phone calls. If somebody calls
me... Okay, 2 texts. I'm going to change it.
Ooh.
2 texts.
Oh, that's the 15 miles thing for sure.
Now you would rather not.
Yeah.
See, I have to update it for the. This is an old game, guys. I pulled it out of my
closet.
No,
it's funny. This is great.
Okay. Colors to you: yellow, pink, purple, blue, or green?
Still green.
Okay. Would you rather work for your sibling or your best friend?
Stupid.
That is not exciting.
I don't know, though.
Okay. Never mind. Would you rather?
Yeah, never mind.
Would you rather have friends over for a dinner of spray cheese and crackers with no explanation?
Yes.
Or take them all out to dinner but be unable to tip the waiter? Who makes these questions? This is the dumbest game ever.
I would have a get together with spray cheese and crackers.
I would too.
Yeah, that just sounds really fun.
I kind of want spray cheese and crackers.
If anything,
like,
for the
right
story.
Now.
Yeah. I'm not a fucking sadist.
No.
I was actually promised there would be spray cheese. Are you telling me there's not?
I don't have any, but we can run to the grocery store.
That's
it's
the next
literally game. 4 minutes down the road.
That's literally the next game. Just wait.
Color. Yellow, pink, purple, blue, or green?
Purple.
Are these categorized?
They are. Like... Purple is food ingestion.
No. They ask me the category, the color.
No, this is more fun.
No, the color is more fun.
Would you rather every day for a month eat a package of chocolate chip cookies for breakfast or drink 15 cups of coffee?
You say every month?
Every day for a month.
Every day for a month.
So regardless, it's every day for a month. You're either eating a package of chocolate chip cookies for breakfast, or you're drinking 15 cups of coffee.
So do I want to die from obesity or a heart attack?
Yes. Which one would you rather?
I feel like the heart attack is would be quicker. So
it would be.
Bring on that coffee, baby.
The chocolate chip cookies would taste delicious as you got fat.
Oh, but I'm all about.
So your coffee over cookies.
Coffee over cookies.
Yeah. I mean, how many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
Zero.
Really?
Yeah, I don't drink coffee.
I kind of question that.
It's interesting that you all
went out for
then.
Coffee. You didn't have coffee, so yeah. I assumed you didn't drink coffee.
I drank something way worse for you.
You did.
I drank Red Bull.
Yeah, I know.
Not every day.
I enjoy Red Bull. I'm not gonna lie.
It's just like a small one, like a quick shot of caffeine. Because I don't.
Do you do the 5-hour energy drinks? I'm afraid of them. Mm-hmm.
No,
I did in college. I did in college. No, they're not.
I have never tried one.
Here's a great question. If you drink 2 5-hour energies, does that give you 10 hours worth of energy or 5 hours worth of double energy?
It gives you a harder crash.
I think it gives you a heart attack. Yeah. That's why I don't do drugs. Okay, color for you.
Pink.
Okay. Would you rather have one hand be stuck permanently in a boxing glove or have one finger permanently affixed in the finger position? You know, the flipping off.
That,
So you're either stuck in a boxing glove or stuck flipping off everybody.
I'm usually stuck flipping people off anyway.
Yeah.
Me too.
Kind of my go-to.
Do you know how many times I flip people off?
Yeah, I can just...
Like, in regular conversation. Like, say something that's shitty to me and I'm like...
Yeah, no.
That's
what
I do.
I'm gonna get myself beat up on the road one day.
Yeah.
But, I can tell
mine's
people it's a condition.
Friends. Mine's more to people I care about.
Oh,
not
mine's
people
to strangers.
Mine's like, you pissed me off, so I'm now gonna flip you off.
I can tell
it's
people
like
it's a
passive aggressive thing.
Yeah.
No, I think that's just aggressive if you flip somebody off.
It really is, but it's passive aggressive when I do it because I am cute.
Because you're smiling.
I'm like, oh, look at me. I'm cute, but I'm flipping you off at the same time.
Oh, fuck you, cutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a color.
Not purple. That's food and digestion.
Okay, the colors are yellow is pain, fear, or discomfort.
Yes, that one immediately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, with no training or instruction,
so like my
would
life.
You rather try to perform as a bullfighter or ride a bucking bull? I don't know what a bullfighter does differently than riding a bucking bull.
Oh.
Are they the ones with the, like,
with the cape, with the red? Yeah. You just try not to get hit by a bull, whereas if you're riding a bull... You are riding a bull.
But you told us earlier you ride lambs or something.
There's an obvious answer to this.
Oh, no, they ride you. Never mind. The ponies ride you. I forgot.
Donkey.
The donkeys ride you.
Her name was Sheila.
Never mind.
You're not supposed to know their name. You get attached.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened in
his
case.
I'm super attached. Sheila and I still text, which is why I would rather drive only 15
minutes.
I gotta stay in contact with Sheila.
With those texts from
she
Sheila.
Is such a sweetheart. Okay.
I understand. Would you rather
I don't want to ride a bull.
Ride a
bull. That's too up close and personal. I'd rather run away from a bull, which is what I imagine a bullfighter would do.
Yeah, I think so too.
Do I think I could dodge a bull? No.
No, but here's the thing. When you ride a bull and then you inevitably fall off, they will also try to.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
It's like a number one or a number two when you're going to the bathroom. You never do a number two without doing a number one, so it should be a number one or number three. Really?
All right, next question, please.
You never do a what?
You heard me.
No, I need the math again. You never do a number two without
if you're
doing
gonna,
number
if
one.
If you're going to be a bullfighter, you can do that without riding the bull.
Yes.
However, you cannot ride a bull without eventually becoming a bullfighter.
This
when
is
they,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like pain, fear, discomfort, appearance, or embarrassment?
Oh, that one. Let's try that one.
That's pain. Would you rather never be able to turn away from others or cover your mouth when you sneeze, or have vile, smelly, unpredictable belches?
The first one.
So you would rather never be able to turn away from others or cover your mouth when you sneeze?
Yeah, I don't care.
These questions are stupid.
I would rather
This game is stupid. It's made for 12-year-olds. Why did I ever buy
I have,
this
like,
game?
An actual fear
in
of,
1998.
Like, I have a fear of smelling bad around people, so that, like,
yeah, I'm chewing gum right now.
Mm-hmm. I hate it. That's why I cover my mouth all the time, too. I'm like,
You coughed and choked and did not cover your mouth.
I went
you were
this
dying.
Way.
You did,
I went,
but.
Yeah, no, she
around.
Died in a different direction.
You died
yeah,
in a different
she died
direction.
In the other direction, for sure.
Yeah. Watch it. I'm giving you each one more.
Okay.
Okay. FYI, purple is food and ingestion.
Uh-huh.
Blue is ethics and intellect.
Oh, there we go.
And green is random, and that's what you guys kept choosing.
Let's go ethics and intellect. Let's get ethical.
Would you rather vote for an honest but stupid politician or a liar with tremendous savvy? I'm curious. Who are you voting for in 2020? A honest but stupid politician. Still not sure where you can find an honest politician, but... Or a liar with tremendous savvy.
He's going to vote for Sheila.
I didn't want to tell you guys that.
Sheila is
our last text exchange. She told me she was going to run in 2020. Okay.
I will vote for Sheila. Yeah. I mean, she's banged you, so.
Sheila 2020.
Stupid.
I'm not going to answer that question.
I'm not going to let you answer that.
Yeah, that was a really, real question compared to the others.
Which bowl of shit do you want to eat?
Which bowl of shit do you want to eat? Exactly. All right, last one for you, Candace.
Okay.
Pick a color.
Let's do random. Let's end on a random.
Okay. Would you rather get 2 weeks paid vacation each year and go wherever you want, or get 6 weeks paid but not be allowed to travel anywhere? Oh, so you just have 6 weeks off work, but you can't go anywhere.
6 weeks off work?
So you get 2 weeks to go where you want, or 6 weeks, but you have to stay at home.
This one's actually making me think. At first I thought it was like 6 weeks and I don't get to choose and I'd be like, hell yeah. But no, if I'm staying at home.
Yeah, you're at home.
It really depends on my current situation. If I
right now.
Right now, I'd choose the 2 weeks. I want to travel right now.
Okay. Yeah. She's going to go.
I'll take the 2 weeks. Take me anywhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have to get my stuff. It was really loud.
Get your stuff.
Sorry. I gotta be prepared. Okay, that was fun.
I learned nothing about anybody.
No, that was pointless.
it was fun, though.
Those were pointless questions.
If you guys have made it through to this far, why? Go home and do something better.
Listen to something else. There's better episodes. Literally anything.
Listen to last week's episode again. Just do that.
I don't know what they're talking about. I'm fucking charming.
I think that this is entertaining. Shut up.
Candace, your breath is so bad. I just...
Fuck you!
Your belches are even worse. Oh my gosh. You need to look the other way. Okay, so it's time for the same 10 questions.
Mm-hmm.
The same 10 questions.
I know you both thought about them because you listened to them before, so...
No, what I told you was I was going to think about my answers and then forgot to think about my answers,
okay.
So...
Well, I'm glad you didn't...
And I don't remember the questions now, so...
I'm breaking things in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was my arm.
Ow. It was. Do you want me to wrap it for you?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Ouch.
Okay, question number one. What is your biggest pet peeve? And I don't care who answers because there's only two of you, so you both have to answer. Doesn't matter. Biggest pet peeve.
I'll go.
Go.
Okay, so most of my pet peeves involve driving. I hate texting and driving. I will tell somebody in the car now just to stop texting and driving. It's no longer like a, hey.
I'm really good at it. It's a very, 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 very
common thing, and that's part of this is that, you know, you want to be the friend who's, a cool friend, and it's like, oh, it's fine. They're like, you know, it's still driving okay, but it's just... It's not something that you should make a habit.
Yeah.
And a few times I've had to keep my friends from swerving. I'm just like, give me your phone. Yeah. Stop that.
Oh,
no.
I agree.
Especially when I'm in the car with them. You know, it's just disrespectful and dangerous. Also, turn signals were made for a reason.
So true.
Preach it,
girl. So, please use them. I'm getting closer to the mic as a PSA.
On purpose.
Yeah. Turn signals were made for a reason. There's a left one and a right one. If you're going left, use the left one. If you're going right, use the right one.
Usually.
Yeah. I mean...
You could throw us off if you want, but still use them regardless.
Preferably, yes.
Yes.
Those are my biggest ones,
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. And for the record, I really only text at, stoplights. Or, if it's really important. But I've also been driving, almost twice as long as you've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Twice as long.
Really old. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
No, I hear you. I mean, and again,
it pisses me off when other people text.
No, I've done it, and that's why I think it's stupid. Is like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree.
Nick.
My biggest pet peeve
is people telling you not to text while you're driving.
Is when I've had the same name for 32 years. And yet
people call me
a different one. It turns out. I hate that.
I've never done that.
Nope.
It turns out we really think you should have a different name.
Well,
We can vote on that later.
Okay. Question number two. Who would play you in a movie?
Radio. Okay, okay.
Wait, hold on.
I have answers.
No, no.
I have answers for you.
No, that's what I was going to say. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's do this. Yeah. I answer for you and you answer for
okay.
me.
Okay.
Okay.
I cast you in a movie and you cast
okay.
me in a movie.
Okay. All right. Nick, who are you going
to
cast?
That's not fair. I'm really
who
easy to cast. We've talked about
yeah.
this.
We've talked about okay. this so many times.
Yes. Okay, but you're much younger than that person, so she has to pick someone new. Anyway, Nick, who are you going to pick to play Candace in a movie?
I already have an answer. Okay, I'll hear
I'm going with Amy Adams.
Oh, yeah, totally. Amy
okay.
Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
She's
like,
she's
cute.
Red-headed.
Yeah, she's cute. She's got red hair.
I'm burping.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's burping really horrendous burps.
Yep. It smells like pure death.
It does.
I don't actually like
In
Amy
mental.
Adams all that much. I still will definitely cast to you as her.
I'm
not, her
like,
as
like, after not, saying that, sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like her. I think she's cute.
Thanks.
I don't know why I don't like her. I just don't.
Fair.
Because she reminds you of Candace.
That's it.
it
all the years I've never known Candace. I've known Candace for like a month and a half.
But I didn't
Amy
like
Adams
Amy
just
Adams.
Reminds me of someone I fucking hate. Who is
Amy
it?
Amy Adams reminds me of somebody I'm going to eventually hate.
eventually in life.
Yeah.
Trying to think of somebody
other than Jeff Goldblum.
For Nick, other than Jeff Goldblum, who we've established, they are the same person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clearly Brad Pitt. What are you
It is
say?
Not Brad Pitt.
Totally
You're
Brad
so
Pitt.
Wrong.
What are you doing?
No.
I don't even
go with Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Jesse Eisenberg. Wait,
yes.
actually a little bit.
Yeah.
I can see Jesse Eisenberg.
Could. Yeah. I mean, I realize Mark Zuckerberg's not an actor, but
mm-hmm.
you could look like him. So we'll go with
Jesse
Eisenberg. Yeah.
I can see Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even know if I believe this, but the first person who came to my mind was Robert Pattinson. I don't know why.
Okay,
but
great.
I actually prefer...
He's not twinkling.
No.
Do you see twinkling
Ooh.
Right now? There is no sparkle.
I hate to break it to you, but that was actually effects.
Oh, that didn't happen in real life?
I'm
just,
so
you
sorry.
You just gave me wet undies. Wait, was that on mic earlier
yeah.
or no?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was.
Because I don't want to call back to a thing that nobody else heard.
My mom heard me say wet undies.
Okay, yeah.
Otherwise, he's like, I have wet
undies.
Hi, Candace's
undies. Mom. I'm so sorry that you raised a terrible person. It's not
I'm
your
sorry
fault.
Too.
It's
I'm sorry
your fault.
Too.
He does have problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Literally
the first thing. Yeah.
I mean,
you gotta
everyone
tell
picks
it.
Up their phone, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's
but,
what I do.
I mean, after that, I either shower or work out, depending on what I'm feeling that day.
I think she's lying about
that's
both.
That's way more than
I don't think you do either of those
do
things
either.
Ever.
Yeah, I don't
ever.
Do either one
not
of
only
those
do
things.
I not think you do those first thing, I don't think you do them
I'm going
anything
to
in the...
storm out. I'm going to make
don't
a
leave.
Fucking meal of it. I'm going to walk the fuck out.
I like you. Don't
Thanks.
Leave.
All right. Nick, what do you do in the morning besides be a fucking asshole?
Yeah.
No, that's
I
it.
I wake up and I'm a fucking asshole.
I wake up, I check my phone, and I put on my asshole suit.
I believe
I'm
it.
Like,
I've seen it. I've
can't
seen it.
Can't wait to be a fucking asshole the rest of the day.
I believe it.
And then I continue to live my life in that suit.
That is so true. I believe it.
No. Usually I rub one out. That's what
Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
That's not real.
That's not real, Candace's mom.
That's truly what I was expecting to say. Describe your... To take it there. Describe your perfect kiss in three words.
With Nick's mom.
Okay. Rub one out.
You guys took the joke I was getting.
Yeah, we had to
I was gonna say
take them.
With your mom.
No way.
Yeah. And
oh,
look
no.
at you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean
sorry.
To be serious, because I thought about
okay.
this a lot.
Aww.
How many were
three.
This many, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ready? Double D's. There we go.
Oh, okay. That's what makes the perfect kiss.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. Your guilty pleasure. Double D's.
No, I don't feel guilty about that. No.
I freaking love store-bought chocolate frosted donuts.
Mm.
Like mm-hmm. Hostess... Enemans, is that how you say it?
Yep. Sure.
The waxy ones?
Yeah, like the fake. That's why I'm saying it's a guilty
that
pleasure.
That is, because I don't like those at
no,
all.
No, they taste like the word process. So
they do.
They do.
I'm all about it, though.
I mean, I like processed food, but they taste like wax.
No, that's the one, though. That's they the taste one that gets like me.
Making out with a wax sculpture.
Yeah, you should try
of
it.
Of Kim Kardashian. Mm.
And Charlie Puth. Charlie Puth is my other guilty pleasure.
Well, that's two different things.
Sorry, I'll take that back.
No, that's
Nick,
fine.
You go.
I enjoy it.
No, it's too late.
It's too late.
I don't feel guilty about any of my pleasures. Mm-hmm. I like them, and therefore I just like them. Mm-hmm. So,
God, you're one of those.
No, that's not true. a lot of things I don't want to tell people I like.
That would be a guilty pleasure. The definition.
No, I know. Candace's mom.
Yeah, Candace, of course.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mostly
that's
just that.
It. Just Candace's mom.
Yeah.
Okay. What movie have you seen at least 10 times?
Mine might be surprising. I have a surprising one, and I have, a basic answer.
Oops, I can't wait for both of them.
Little Shop of Horrors, the one with, Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
I grew up on that movie. It's phenomenal. I love the music in it. Just grew up on it. My dad loved it. My sister loved it. We all connected over it. But also Anchorman. I could quote that movie front and back.
I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't like
stupid comedy.
Oh.
I will say it is stupid
comedy.
I've seen most stupid comedies,
even though I don't like them, but I have not seen Anchorman.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We should fix that.
While I'm wearing a Christmas Vacation t-shirt.
Yep.
Yeah. Nick? Movie you've seen at least 10 times.
So, I'm bad about this. I've seen probably a lot of movies more than 10 times, because if I like it, I'll keep watching it. You know?
I do the same. Yeah.
Much like Candace's mom.
I wasn't going to go there.
No!
Candace's mom, I'm so sorry. I can't wait to meet you. I'm sure you're a lovely human being. Do not let this
And
influence.
He's putting words in our mouth.
Yeah.
I did not. I didn't put anything in your mouth.
You put the script in my hand. That's the problem.
I did. That is true.
Look, Shawshank Redemption.
That's a good one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Growing up on TNT, it was
on TV all the time.
And I can't... Yeah. If you see it on TV... You can't
not watch the rest of it.
Yeah, exactly. So
agreed.
All right.
I don't feel guilty about that at all. I love that movie.
That's not a guilty pleasure one.
No.
What time do you go to bed? Oof. On average.
On average?
Like on a normal night.
Like 12:30.
Yeah,
that's about my time.
No, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
No, you're going out at 10 o'clock at night.
Again, Amy's speaking for us.
Yeah.
So...
Remember?
Yeah,
remember your life?
Yeah.
Remember your life?
Do you remember the life that I told
Candace
you that you live?
Candace and I are in pajamas and in bed by 10, but we're not asleep.
I'm going out
we're
to meet
bed.
Zach and watch
you and Zach are going
cast
out.
The end of a stand-up show.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then throw darts.
10 o'clock at night.
Look.
God.
I'm not... I don't know. I go to bed late. It's true, I do.
I do, too. Yeah. It's okay. There's no judgment here.
Mm-mm.
I don't usually go to sleep until, 1, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
if someone texts me at, 12:45, you bet your ass I'm going to text you.
Right. It's one or two. Yeah,
I'm
it's
on my phone.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm always on my phone.
Everyone knows.
Yeah. I'm in my bed. There may be, friends on TV, but I'm on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to continue talking to whoever wants to talk to me. What is the last thing you purchased?
I went to Chipotle for lunch. I bought a Taco Kids meal.
You would.
I would.
You're a child.
Wait, does
Thank
food
you.
Count?
Yeah. Literally the last thing you... Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Wendy's on the
okay.
way over here.
Can I hear the Wendy's story? The shortened Wendy's story?
Yeah, real quick. So I was a little bit late getting here because I got stuck in the line at Wendy's behind a woman who needed to have the concept of a Frosty explained to her. My window's down, and I hear the woman on the intercom go, we don't have milkshakes, but we have Frosties... Pause. No, they're like milkshakes, but thicker. And they come in like chocolate or vanilla. At this point, who doesn't know what a Frosty is?
I don't know.
I'm really ashamed that you didn't get out of your car and go ask the
Slap
woman.
Her?
Smack
her in the face? Yeah.
But ask her what world she's been living in. Because how do you not
a
know what
a worse
Frosty
world
is?
Than ours. No. Yeah, poor thing.
Even if you don't go to Wendy's often or you don't order milkshakes... Maybe she just had her wisdom teeth out. I don't know.
And was
but
driving?
Like,
I hope so. I hope that's what was happening.
Maybe.
Yep.
But you should still know what a Frosty is.
Yeah. Even if you've never had one.
Yeah, you should still know what
a
Frosty is.
Just the word Frosty is enough to know what a Frosty
is. That
is
a word.
It's self-explanatory. You're not wrong. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have pictures, on the menu showing you what it is.
I was baffled.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, so the last thing you purchased was
Wendy's. And I did get a Frosty, but if I would have ordered one. Just nuggets and fries.
Nuggets and fries.
Yeah.
You didn't get the 4 for $4. I always get the four for four.
Oh, I should have, but I don't want to drink. Oh. I had a drink already, so.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah.
What is the strangest thing you've eaten? Keep a look on your face, Nick. See? I will smack you.
I'm about to.
No, I know what he was going to say, nope. And I preemptively smacked him before he could say it.
I'm going to say nothing.
What was the last thing you've eaten?
No.
Or the most strange thing you've eaten. That wouldn't be strange.
I have one.
Lady, I'm sure.
Shut your mouth.
I have one just to...
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Yes.
Yep.
Please do.
Does a dare count?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Did you eat it? Did you put it in your mouth and chew it and maybe swallow it?
Yeah, all of those things.
Yeah.
It was chunky salsa with chocolate milk and 7-Up.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
wow.
That sounds pretty disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was on board with the chunky salsa because I ate that last night. Mm-hmm. And then you went with chocolate milk.
It was spicy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, the milk would counteract the spicy.
Not so much, you'd think.
But no.
No, it was high school, it was a dare, and we couldn't get alcohol, so we made ourselves, entertained.
You gotta be cooler and get the alcohol.
Yep, that's the lesson. That's about it.
That's the lesson.
Yeah.
Nick, strangest thing you've eaten?
I mean, look, when it comes to what I allow in my body, digestively.
Yes.
I'm a pretty strict gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Just chicken nuggets and french fries.
You heard it.
Wendy's.
You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I can't think of anything weird I've eaten.
Never like some weird seafood or like some.
I mean,
weird,
I've tried
like,
squid.
What? Okay, that's something.
Yeah.
There you go.
Has anything fallen on the floor and then. Like, that'd be pretty weird.
Do you mean fallen or was thrown? Because.
Either.
So it's
because. Are we talking about like the free seasoning? That's available to all of us?
Yes.
Well, obviously that's what I'm doing. Jesus. I'm living my life to the fullest, Candace.
Clearly.
Yeah.
What's the most used app on your phone?
Probably
Instagram.
Mine too.
That's like what my thumb goes to.
That's what I go to.
Terrible.
Oh,
me too.
That's a good way to do that.
It's really annoying. Like, I naturally turn on my phone and immediately go to Instagram.
I tried to, like, take it off my home screen, and that didn't help.
No.
Instead, I was just swiping
you just
more.
Search it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would, too.
It probably is Instagram. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. The most used app on my phone is Stitcher.
What is Stitcher?
It's a podcast player.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I should know that.
I do play on Stitcher. I mean, just like we're talking like pure data usage.
Yeah.
That's okay. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Never this one, but yeah.
God, Nick.
Never this one.
Rude. Never having you on again.
Mm-hmm. I expect nothing else.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was all the questions?
That was it? That was
10. Oh, wow.
Did I give an answer for... My best kiss in three words?
No, barely.
You said double D's.
Something about double D's.
Right.
Yes, you did.
Comedy answers are answers I don't remember. So
it doesn't matter. You still said them.
No, I stand by it.
So if the people liked you and they want to find you on social media, where might they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Candace with an I, C-E, at...
That's C
I C A N
C I
C. Candace with an I.
So Iandis.
Iandis.
I'm off the map.
But it sounds like Candace.
I'm done. It's Candace Myrtle. And
like the turtle.
Yeah, like Myrtle Turtle. It's spelled like Myrtle Beach. It's
or
Candace
beach.
Myrtle.
Whatever.
Why is it that?
Why is it Myrtle?
Yeah.
It's what my dad used to call me.
Oh.
Yeah, he called me Candace Myrtle. My middle name's Marie, and Myrtle just sounded cuter. I don't know.
Yeah. He should have named you Myrtle.
I screwed up.
I think they actually wanted to, and then it became Marie for family reasons.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay. I should be an Alex. You should be a middle name Myrtle.
All right.
You should.
Sounds good.
I'm going to change both of them legally.
It's about all I use, though. I mean, you can find me on Facebook, but don't.
No.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, I'm like, just give your Instagram handle.
Yeah. And I'm not
or maybe Twitter if you're on Twitter.
On Twitter, I'm the name Well Look Who It Is because I thought I was really cool, but I haven't used Twitter in like 3 months, so
I'll be disappointed. At it every once in a while, and I only ever post from it directly from Instagram. So like if I post on Instagram, it'll post to Twitter, but yeah. I don't actually post on Twitter.
Yeah.
Nick, where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram, Nick FFX.
And what is that all about?
So when I was making my first email account at 13 years old, I just finished playing the game Final Fantasy X.
All right.
Okay.
And so my email was nickmyersffx at hotmail.com.
Go email him.
At Hotmail.
You heard that right.
Mine was sparklewing79 at hotmail.com.
Oh.
Yeah,
I know. I was trying to be all the cute old and sparkly.
Mine was chickenissues at AOL.
Chicken issues?
Yeah.
Did you raise chicken?
No, it was the first two words I heard. There was a KFC commercial, and my dad just happened to say the word issues. So it's been chicken issues.
Well, you heard it here first.
Yeah, so NickFFX on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't find me on Facebook. That's interesting.
I tell people all the time.
We aren't friends.
I'm like, just find people on Instagram. Don't go find people on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we will have a show.
We have a show.
We need to preface. We gotta promo this.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, we gotta do this.
If you are local to the Columbus area, the Ohio, anywhere, whatever, come on in.
Yeah.
My parents are coming in. Mm-hmm. They live from 4 hours away in Indiana.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Cool.
Yeah. They're one of the three tickets we purchased. well, two of them.
Yep, just your parents are one person.
Yep. Oh, that's how long they've been together.
Yeah, they have been together forever. They are one person.
Consciousnesses.
Anyway, if you're anywhere local and you want to come listen to us, plus the people from last week, be silly and stupid and make fools of ourselves on stage in front of all of you.
That will happen.
And you only have to pay $5 to get in.
It's $5. And truly, like, I'm going to fluff your pillows again. It's a good group.
It is.
It's a lot of fun.
I mean, in all honesty, I wouldn't have you people on my podcast if you weren't funny. Let's be honest.
Cheers to you people.
I don't just bring
random. What do
you
mean?
I don't bring random people on. Just people that I actually care about.
Aww.
Just saying. So it is Sunday, March 10th.
This Sunday.
March 10th. Yep. At 7 o'clock at the Franklinton Playhouse.
Yes.
It's $5 a person. Go buy your tickets.
You can buy them online. Or at the door, preferably online.
Yeah. We would prefer you to buy them online.
We are going to sell out.
I changed my mind. Find me on Facebook, add me as a friend so I can suggest that you purchase your tickets for that event.
I feel like you can probably find it if you search for, like, Mark Hill Jr.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of, things.
There's a lot.
I'm Nick Myers on Facebook.
Yeah, just find us all. And we'll get you tickets. Well, we won't get you tickets.
I'm the one who looks like Brad Pitt, so it'll be really easy.
We'll send you to the tickets. No. He looks like
if Jeff Goldblum had a kid with a younger Jeff Goldblum, that's what I look like.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. That's exactly who he is.
Yep.
Okay, this was fun.
It was fun.
It was really fun.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
I know you guys were scared. It was okay.
Yeah, we were terrified.
I didn't bomb. I know, it's afraid to come into my house. all right, so come to our show. Check them out on Instagram. As always, you can find me on Instagram at AmyKKayClark. And yeah, I don't know. That's
it. I don't know either.
Yeah. I don't know. Thanks for coming.
This is your
guys.
Show. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. be sure to check back next week when we'll chat with some other fabulous people.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.